The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is good to have you in the Lord's house on this day he has given, this day in which we observe the ascension of our Lord 40 days after Easter, which was this last Thursday. So the service is before you. We will follow that today. Quick update on Barry. He successfully underwent surgery on Friday, bypass surgery, and is doing well and looking forward to getting out of the place where all the hoses and things are attached to him. So Janda and the family are doing well also, and so a prayer of thanksgiving is in order for he and his family. The service is before you. Let us sing. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Whenever I get close to the end of a really good book, really good movie, good TV series, sometimes I don't want it to end. I'm hooked on the story, drawn in, want to see more. What about you? You a little sad when it's all over? Do you want that good story to continue on and on? I imagine the disciples had some of those same feelings when Jesus led them out of Jerusalem and towards Bethany 40 days after Easter, as our Lord Christ lifted up his hands and blessed them. Those hands that they had seen heal the sick and give sight to the blind and welcome sinners. Hands that they had seen pierced and dead and alive again. And as Jesus was then carried away from them and the cloud of the majestic glory took him out of their sight. And it might seem, from the disciples' point of view, that this was the end of the story. And they just stood there, mouths agape, staring up into the heavens, waiting for the credits to roll. And then the angels remind them that this was not the end. "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, whom was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." So for the disciples and for you, Jesus' ascension is not the end of the story. Rather, in Jesus' ascension, his story of his saving work continues on. Jesus' ascension is just part of the one true, never-ending story. The good news of Jesus to save you, to rescue you, to make you his own. And so this is what St. Luke tells Theophilus. at the beginning of the book of Acts. Part two of the gospel according to St. Luke in a very real sense. He says, in the first book, O Theophilus, I've dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he'd chosen. So in the book of Acts, St. Luke says, the story continues. Jesus' saving work goes on. It's not the end, but rather a new chapter, the next part of the journey until our Lord returns. So Jesus' ascension tells you the story about how our Lord's work and word and promise continue to work in you. Now, in his church and through his people, just as he promised. And St. Paul declares to the Ephesians that Jesus now fills the church. As the glory of the Lord appeared in the burning bush to Moses, as he dwelt in that pillar of smoke and fire over the tabernacle in the wilderness, and as he sat between the winged cherubim on the cover of the Ark of the Covenant, so too the glory of the Lord in human flesh now dwells in and fills and is present with his bride, the church. So if you think of it that way, our Lord's church is never empty. There could only be one or two of us here this morning, and yet wherever Jesus' word and water and body and blood are given for you, the church is always full. Full of Jesus' word of promise, of peace, and of comfort. Full of Jesus' crucified, risen, and ascended body and blood given for your forgiveness. Full of water and word, where the Holy Spirit descends to you, that one day you might rise in the flesh as Jesus did and ascend with him. It's the same story that Jesus sent the disciples to declare. These are my words that I spoke to you, he says, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And then he opened their minds to understand all of Holy Scripture. And he said, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Repentance and forgiveness. That's the work of the church, all summed up in two words. That's what our Lord calls you to hear again and again and again. The law of God that shows you your sin. The gospel that shows you your Savior. God's judgment that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the verdict that you are justified freely, that you are declared righteous by God's grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so our Lord calls his disciples to be part of this grand story, to receive his promises, to hear his teaching, to witness his death and resurrection, and then to be sent out again, and as the old song goes, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. So by God's grace and by God's promise, you are a part of that story too. Your story that once began in sin and sorrow has been rewritten completely. You are redeemed. You are rescued. You are restored. Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension have secured for you a new ending, a new creation. The old ending of death and judgment has been torn down. It's been thrown into Jesus' tomb. And in its place, a new story's been written. Not with pen and ink on an old parchment scroll, but with Jesus' holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death in the book of life. And the same Lord Jesus, the one who calls his disciples and he sent them out as apostles, also calls you his own. He calls you his people. He calls you to receive his gifts of repentance and forgiveness. Calls you to receive his Holy Spirit. Calls you to be present with him as he is present with you and for you in his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. He calls you to be his witnesses, to tell others of this great story of good news. So in Jesus' ascension, the story of his salvation for you continues. And it continues until he returns to take you with him to live forever in the glory that never ends. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.